South Korea's presidential Blue House issued a statement Wednesday saying President Nomu-hyun's cabinet has approved a measure to investigate President-elect Lee Myung-bak on fraud allegations. The move is a prelude to Mr. No signing the bill into law. Lee's conservative Grand National Party had asked President No to veto the probe into allegations he engaged in fraud using a U.S. business partnership called BBK. State prosecutors cleared him of criminal accusations earlier this month. However, new doubts have surfaced in connection with a video showing Lee talking about his role in founding BBK, an apparent contradiction of Lee's statements saying he had no connection to the firm. Wednesday's Blue House statement says those doubts should be resolved. Lee won the presidency last week by a decisive double-digit margin and is to take office February 25th. Ham Sung-dok, professor of political economy at Korea University in Seoul, says Mr. No's approval of the investigation gives Lee an unwelcome distinction.
President-elect Lee Myung-bak will be the first Korea's president-elect who will face crime investigation.
A sitting South Korean president enjoys immunity from criminal prosecution. However, as president-elect, Lee now faces the possibility the probe will produce charges before the inauguration, when he is not protected. Experts widely agree that is very unlikely to happen. Still, Professor Ham says the investigation will still have an effect.
All the scandals will undermine his ability as a president-elect to prepare his government, and therefore undermine his ability to govern the country as a president.
Ham says because Lee's party does not have a majority in South Korea's legislature, the allegations against him could limit his ability to gain lawmakers' approval for his choices of cabinet officials. They could also limit Lee's effectiveness in carrying out the ambitious economic reforms he promised during the campaign. The political cost of that might be seen in major legislative elections scheduled for April. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.